Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in Mara Corruption County, Arizona, and time for the Everything Home Talk Radio Show. Our Hump Day Live studio audience has been taking action during the first 3 days of our March Madness maskless month and are excited to learn from a few new friends and a few faves. Today's topics on episode 172, Your Passion, Overcome Anything, Fitness is Fun, Arizona Recalls, and a Mental Thief Hypnotist, delivered by our partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. They're good people doing good business and good things. Natalie Brimble, Find Your Passions and Motivations. Jeff Steinberg, You're a Masterpiece in Progress. Fitz Kohler, Fitness is more than exercise. It's the core of everything. Shelby Bush, cleaning up and kicking out the elected criminals of Mayor Corruption County. Our dirty Governor Doug Ducey and a few others. Paul Newton, a hypnotist, mind reader, and magician who's going to steal your SHIT. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for more information on today's guests, their websites, and everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. One location for all the information, the ultimate resource platform, bookmark it, make it your new homepage. Start your day with everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Everything's home. Breaking news, three important news items. Number one, today is day three of March Madness Maskless Month, 31 days of makeovers, motivation, marketing, and much more. No excuses. That's it. No mo excuses is the theme for the month. It's time to rip off your dirty mask, people. Reclaim your freedoms. Go back to normal. Take action and reopen America. It takes 21 days to form a habit. And that's why we're giving you 31, since we all fall off the wagon. But fall off the wagon no more. I say fall off the wagon no more. Every Tuesday and Thursday at 12 p.m. Mountain Time, we're adding a special live segment to bring you the all-star team of our 106 partners of the Everything Home Patriotic Purpose-Driven Resource Platform, the cream of the crop, the best of the best. So you can take action to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your community. This week, the focus is personal improvement and growth. Yesterday, I explained everything and went into detail on the information listed on our Take Action tab at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. So be sure to listen to episode 171 on our Take Action tab or your favorite podcast player for the full scoop and instructions and all the info. It's now easier than ever to take action in only a few minutes a day and learn the messages that matter from the people you need to know about while making a difference in your lives, the lives of others, and your community. Notice I keep saying community, community. Yeah, that's how it starts. Grassroots, bottom up. The only way we can make changes, keep in mind, we people, we're in charge. We just forgot. We forgot we have the power. Just a friendly PSA reminder. So please join us tomorrow for your daily nooner of motivation and inspiration on...
Everything's home.
You can get started on your great awakening journey after this episode by clicking our Take Action tab at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Okay, number two, the states of Texas and Mississippi have joined our Maskless Month quest by removing their mask mandates and opening up 100%. Congratulations to those two. Hey, Doug Ducey, Governor Doug Ducey, you going to make an announcement today, maybe? Coming in third place, bringing up the rear, big guy. How about us over here, Arizona? No masks, 100% would be nice. This place open, no mask Nazis. The restaurants, dry cleaners. Yeah, why do you think I'm staying home? Oh, we don't need to support the big box. We need to support the small biz. So open up the state, would ya? Would ya? Open up the country. Number three, Mayor Corruption County Board of Supervisors is going to turn over the 2.1 million ballots from the fraudulent 2020 election and finally allow an audit to be performed. It's supposed to be legit and start Monday. Let the games begin and the truth be revealed, people. Today's topics, your passion, overcome anything. Fitness is fun. Arizona recalled and a mental feat hypnotist. I'm a little behind, but I'm going to speed it up right now. It's March 3rd, and it's time for you to do something to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your community. Let's get going. Show on the road.
I woke up this morning, saw a world full of trouble. Now I thought, how do we ever get so far down, and how's it ever going to turn around? So I turned my eyes to heaven. I thought, God, why don't you do something?
Oh, it is time, everybody. It is time. It is March Madness, Maskless Month. So let's meet the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Today's topics on episode 172, your passion, overcome anything. Fitness is fun. Arizona recalls and a mental thief hypnotist. We got a new partner today, and you know how I love English accents, everybody. Miss Natalie Brimble. She's a life performance coach who's helping individuals regain or find their passions and motivations. Audience, give her a round of applause across the pond. Well, thank you for joining
you for
us today.
Me.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh,
you're welcome.
This
All right,
Miss
Natalie. Well, good, good. Mm-hmm. What time is it there, by the way?
It is just after 7 p.m. here in the UK.
Okay. You and the UK. Yeah. It's you in the UK. It's only 7 p.m. Just time for some dinner and perhaps what do you call them? A fag is a cigarette, right? That's the only thing
that's
I remember. I don't smoke, so it's, I don't know why that's the only. Maybe because it was funny. Because you know.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know. Can you say that anymore? It's like you can't say anything anyway. So it's just a whatever. It's almost gets to the point where. When you're not allowed, everything is offensive or everything is insulting, then nothing becomes insulting. You know, once you push the envelope so far, that means it qualifies everything. So at this point, what does it really matter? what does it really matter? It's like on that movie. You're ruining my life. You ruined everything. You ruined everything. Oh, we're the U.S. is the leaders in that, but we also can be the leaders in fixing everything, including our own personal lives. So let's give a little introduction on yourself, and then let's jump into how we can how we fix ourselves today.
So, like you said, my name's Natalie Walker Brimble, and I am a coach. I coach women, but also teenagers, so teenage girls. Oh. I'm a mum and a podcaster. I love reading. And I love having conversations like this about how we can all come together and make decisions, conscious decisions about our lives. So that's what I love to do. So I'm thrilled to be on today.
All right. So we'd like to get down and dirty and specific on this platform because I'm tired of excuses. I'm tired of myself making excuses. So I figured if we just kind of jam pack in some real I call them real life tangible tips and takeaways, then somebody can take action. You know, we're all about taking action. I mean, they're listening. So what do you want to focus on when you're talking about passions and motivations? So how do we get there quickly? Because, you know, our attention span is between 8 and 9 seconds.
Yeah, exactly. We're like goldfish. So I think to find out about our passions, we need to know who we are. And that sounds really like straightforward. But actually, when we dig deeper, it's more than just the labels we give ourselves, because our human needs are to fit in and to belong. Okay, so we feel like we have to be part of something, which is amazing, like you said about community. But I think what we've done is we've adapted so much of modern society that it's cost us our own identity, to the point of we don't know who we are anymore. And I was seeing, particularly in teenagers, that they really question so much about their own self-worth, about the expectations they put on themselves, about just how to live their lives. There's so much expectation. And I think if we really ask ourselves the questions about who we are, what our values are, what we believe in, what we stand for, I think we can start to dig at what those passions are, because our lives adapt and change so quickly, especially at the moment. I think we're in a time where we can ask ourselves more questions and challenge ourselves on what our beliefs are. So I think it's a really great time to look at what we want to do. I think there's two questions we should always be able to ask, like who we are and what we want from our lives right then, because our lives change and our identities change and we're constantly evolving, and life can be difficult sometimes and it can hand us different situations. But if we've got a basic foundation of our worthiness and really of our cause and our values, we can really push forward in the areas that we desire to change.
Since you brought up teenagers and you focus on that, and you kind of are in that little bit of a niche, I'm going to ask one question and then I want to go back on topic. But do you think the reason why there's so much pressure on kids now is because of entertainment and social media, or is it the parents? Because they are my generation and a little bit the generation maybe, no, it's mine and the one after us. And we had so much. Like, our parents were the baby boomers and they gave us everything. And it was the time where all of the things were going on, where everything, you know, the 70s, the 80s, it was, or I guess now even the 90s, everything was new, and it wasn't like it was 20 or 30 years before that. So people were good at sports. People were good at things that maybe the parents weren't before. So now we are living our lives vicariously through the kids. Like, just even in the sports, you see how the parents are nuts, you know, like, and they're, you know, and the kid maybe doesn't even want to play, but the parent was really good. So is it a combination of the two, or is it really the parents are my generation, the generation after has ruined these children because they were so good and they had so much?
I think it's a combination of the both. I think parenting is competitive. If we get really down to it, if we want it to be, parenting can be, look what my child can do compared to yours, you know. It can speak Mandarin Chinese before it can speak English, you know. I think, and we really get into that competitive cycle if we're not questioning ourselves and are really asking the questions, because I think as parents, our job is to support our children to find out, back to the identity bit, who they are and what they want to do with their lives, not for us to tell them, well, I was good at this, so now you should be good at this. I think some parents do put their expectations on their children, but not all do. I think the teenagers that I'm working with put a lot of pressure on themselves. And I think that is from social media. They've just got constant bombarding of images of what, you know, what they should be like, what they should be doing, the expectations, the aspirations. You don't fit in, you're not good enough. It's just an assault constantly for them. So I think if you pair that with a parent who's in this competitive mode, that is like a combination that would end in tears, I think. So I think it's twofold.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. But the social media, parents they're crazy. I get some stories from my friends. I said, you're nuts. I mean, we fell out of trees. We ate dirt. We, you know, and we didn't wear helmets. Yeah. You know, and we were fine. Everything was fine. You know, all this helicopter.
I've got teenagers and it's a tough job.
Yeah. More credit to you, my friend. So I've got about a minute and a half left. What do you want to share is something that somebody can do right after the show to to start on this journey or fix or jump back on it?
Okay, let's jump back on it. So it said the word accumulation of the five people we spend the most time with, okay? And I think a lot of people have heard that before. But I want you to consider who those five people are, but I want us to take it a step further. So I want us, I call it people radiators or drainers. So who are the people that drag you of energy that you know only contact you if they want something, or it's just a one-way street in kind of communication? Or who are those people that light you up, that support you, that celebrate you, that hold space for you, that listen to you? Because our power comes from being seen, but we can only be seen by stepping out of our shadow and knowing who we are and who those people are that have got our backs.
Oh, say that again. Power is what?
Our power comes from being seen, but we can only be seen by stepping out of our shadow by knowing who we are.
That is really good. I'm going to use that quote. So I'm going to steal it. I will give you credit. Don't worry. But if there's not enough room on a graphic, do you know what I mean? I'm not going to. There's only so much room. There's only so much room. So I'll give you credit where there is space allowed, my friend. Natalie, give your you're very welcome. Give your contact information and plug your podcast real quick.
Yeah, so my podcast is So That Got Me Thinking, and it's on Instagram, and I post every Sunday. My website is nwbcoaching.com. Thank you so much for having me on.
You're welcome. You're a great addition to our family here. And what I'll do is I'll add the podcast to our must listen to page, so that way people can find you. They click on your pretty graphic, and all of a sudden, boom, they can listen to Miss Natalie. So thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You're welcome. I'm going to take you up on doing my voice outgoing message. So be prepared for that email coming out.
British accent onto you,
Michelle. That's so awesome.
Have a great day.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Oh, she's so fun. She's so fun. I told her that I have a thing for English and Australian accents. So she's gonna do my outgoing message on my phone. Yeah, it sounds so happy. We're going to class it up a little bit, people. We're going to class it up a little bit. All right, we're at 12:17. I'm going to bring on the next guest, but I just want to let everybody know some exciting news real quick. Where are my notes? This is what it was. So the numbers came in from our Monday show, episode 170. 53,000 live listeners just on the Global Enlightenment Radio Network. So I want to thank everyone who's been listening to the show, been sharing and commenting on social media, and watching our videos on Rumble. Rumble, let's get ready to Rumble. I love that platform. So make sure you connect with us. A big special thank you to Big D for your partnership, support, and getting the word out. He is the head honcho over there at the Global Enlightenment Radio Network. And you can find all of our links to follow and subscribe at the top of our homepage. It's actually at the top of every page on everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Just click the graphic, and you'll be directly connected to all social media links, the podcast players, and the newsletter. Don't forget to sign up for that, because we want to avoid censorship. You know, the platforms hate us because we talk about patriotism and community and helping people and God, and they don't like that. They don't like that. They don't like the truth. So you want to get the information, get the facts, know about the shows and our great guests, and tons of other great, incredible content and information. Sign up for the newsletter. Go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Alrighty, so let's bring on our new guest. This is another new partner. We are branching out, guys. We're getting some new faces, new friendly voices, new experts. So I am so pleased to welcome our next guest, Jeff Steinberg. He's known as the Tiny Giant. He's a keynote speaker, author, and award-winning entertainer who is a masterpiece in progress. Round of applause for our new friend, Jeff, everybody. They love the Tiny Giant.
Hey, Michelle.
How are you?
If I were doing any better, I'd be you or we'd be twins.
I knew I was going to like you. I could just tell by the website. Oh, too funny. So tell us a little bit about you. Who are you? What are you doing?
Well, what's going on?
Let's
start off with what will really shock your audience. I'm uniquely different. You see, I have a slogan: quit focusing on the handicap and start appreciating the gift. I was born a thalidomide baby. I have no arms, malformed legs, and I grew up in hospitals and homes for kids with disabilities and old people. And I learned at a very early age in my life, at 11 years old, that I am fearfully and wonderfully made. God makes no mistakes, and I'm a masterpiece in progress.
Wow. I got a little emotional there, my friend. Talk about challenges. Challenges. When did you, what you grew up in what time frame? Because it's a little different now, but so you, extra challenges.
Well, I was born in 1951, in August of 1951. August 18, in case anybody wants to send me a birthday gift. I like expensive gifts. And red is my favorite color.
That's great. So I want people to put things into perspective. You were in the 50s and 60s with these, I don't want to call them challenges or, I mean, you're calling them gifts now, but 50s and 60s, totally different time period, not to mention totally different therapy and technology. And I mean, that makes it even more impressed that you are where you are and you don't feel sorry for yourself. And
no, I'm too busy to feel sorry for myself. The truth of the matter is, what I want people to understand is that all that you can be, you really can be. Everybody's got a story to tell. I was listening to your previous guest, wondering, of course, where in England she was actually from, because I've been over there. But the truth of the matter is, Mark Twain once said that two most important days in a man's life is first the day he's born, and second the day he finds out why he was born. We all have a story to tell, and most of us don't like our story. I'm too tall, I'm too short, my ears stick out, my nose is too big, I've got freckles, I've got zits, my freckles have zits. You know, we've all got excuses. My hair is wavy, my hair used to wave, and we've got excuses for why it is we're not good enough. But all that I can be, I have possibilities, I have potential. Even a guy with no arms who stands 4 feet, 6 inches tall and mangled, malformed legs. And I've traveled the globe. I'm a singer. I'm a speaker. I used to do radio. I'm married. I have 4 children and 9 grandchildren and 1 on the way.
That's amazing. That is amazing. So what was the day that you found out why you were born?
It was in August of 1962. I was 11 years old, and it was at a camp in South Central Pennsylvania, and I met people who taught me that I am fearfully and wonderfully made, and that it's not about what you look like. And see, that's the second part of what I wanted to share. You see, all that I can be, I must be, because to settle for anything else is to settle for less. You talked about passion also. And see, you can't have much passion if there's no demand. You know, we have to be able to see the possibilities. And once we see the possibilities, it's no longer an option. It becomes a mandate. And then the third is all that I can be, I choose to be, because you got to want it bad enough not to care what anybody thinks. And that's where most of us fail, because we're always worried about public opinion, peer pressure. What is the boss going to say? What are my friends going to do if I come out or say something that they don't like? You know, and the truth is, I've been doing that most of my life. When I was graduated from high school and I walked out of Good Shepherd, the home for the handicapped that I lived in, and was going to live with these same people and go to college, it was the scariest day of my life. Now, of course, there's a fun side. I had a 5-year-old that came up to me and he wanted to know why I didn't have any hands. I told him I used to bite my fingernails, and one day I went too far. He's in trauma therapy now. Oh, and did I mention that in between my speaking engagements, I also drive rideshare. I'm an Uber driver and a Lyft driver. So I have this businessman that got in my car, and immediately, Michelle, I knew exactly what his handicap was. I saw he was wearing an Armani suit. He looked at my hook on the wheel, and instead of saying, hi, how are you, drop dead, nothing like that, he looked at me and he looked at my hook and he said, were you born like that? I looked at him and said, without the hook? I said, that would really hurt. My mom would not be happy. This is going to tear a little. Kind of gives a whole new meaning to the phrase clawing your way out.
Yeah, it sure does. Oh, you're funny. You need to do some stand up and definitely some. I think it's, well, once things get back to normal doing the corporate gig, I would love to listen to you rather than some of the people that I've had to sit through for years. So I hope that we can get the word out and maybe get you some gigs, because yeah, it's funny. It's funny. Funny stuff.
Well, all they have to do is visit visit jeffsteinberg.net. Steinberg, JeffSteinberg.net. And you can find out how to get me. Or you can contact Michelle, and she'll put you in touch with me.
I totally will. And you're on our website. So all the people have to do is when they go to this episode, they just click on your company name or your name and it'll get right to the website. So we've made it easy for people to find all of our partners. So no excuses. We've eliminated all the barriers. So you can't say, well, I don't know where to go. Nah, sorry. That doesn't work around here. We don't play those kind of games. No reindeer games like that
and
here.
And Michelle, I'm even available for virtual events. I'm not cheap, but I'm easy. But I'm available for virtual events as well.
Oh, gosh, Jeff, you're funny. You're funny and inspirational, not to mention. I couldn't even write down fast enough to do the quote. So good thing this is recorded. Good thing this is a show that people can listen to many, many times to write down those amazing quotes that you had. So I just want to thank you.
Well, my father always told me, never say I can't until you try, because the difficult we do right away, the impossible takes a little longer. So my message to your audience is simple. All that you can be, you can be. All that you can be, you must be. And all that you can be, you choose to be. And you put all three of those together and you get that moment, that defining moment when you get up off the couch and you do something with it. And that is all that you can be, you will be, you shall be, I shall be. That's my decision point. So look in the mirror, and when you get ready to make that first excuse for why you're not good enough, remember, tell yourself and believe it, I'm a masterpiece in progress.
Brilliant. Brilliant, my friend. Thank you for reaching out and joining our platform. I really appreciate it, and I look forward to your
next spot.
You're a breath of fresh air. I'm telling you, my entire energy is totally changed from where it was before the show started. So it's real when you have somebody that you connect with. So thank you so much, and I know that you did that for the audience, and it's going to be something that people are going to listen to a few times just because I can't write fast enough. So thank you so much, Jeff. Make sure that you book your spot for April, and let's get you some gigs in front of some virtual than real people. This message needs to be heard by the masses. So thanks for coming on, Jeff.
Thank you.
You have
Michelle.
A wonderful, wonderful day.
Thank you. All right. God bless you.
What a guy, huh? What a guy. I got chills. Just got chills right now. Whew. Got a little emotional there too. Well, you know, this. Me, I end up crying on these shows. I try not to, guys, but you know, it's okay. It's okay to cry because you're supposed to. You're a human being. You're connecting with people, and they have stories and inspirational, or they make you motivated, or maybe they make you remember something or appreciate something. All right, let's get this. We're gonna change directions. We're gonna focus on something that you all know I need to do, but I end up procrastinating. I'm the queen of procrastination in this only one aspect of my life, but people like Fitz Kohler are what makes lazy people like me actually want to do something, because not only do they make it fun, they have it a little bit more engaging. So we're going to bring on our next guest, Fitz Kohler. She's a professional speaker, race announcer, author, and president of Fitzness International, specializing fitness education. She's also inspiring others to thrive and survive with perspective, passion, and positivity. And as I said in the beginning, exercise is more, or shall I say, fitness is more than just exercise. It really is the core of everything. Audience, give her a round of applause, because she's gonna make me do this.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, Fitz Kohler. Yeah. So I must say this before we talk about what you wanted to discuss today. When you first came on the show last month, I ended up that day and a couple of shows after that was bombarded with health people, fitness people, nutrition people. And I went, okay. I think it's a sign. And everybody was so pretty and everybody had awesome bodies.
Aww.
And then I'm like, and everybody was inspirational and they were upbeat. And I went, oh man, if that's not incentive to actually do something, because you can, there's progress, there is actual results, and you're making it fun and easy, and you're taking away those barriers. So what do you want to talk about today that will get, push somebody like me right over the edge to say, okay, I'm ready to do this.
So I often say that I have a master's degree in the most simple, stupid science on the planet. You know, there's not much more or less complicated than fitness, which is really watch what you put in your mouth, move your body, get some sleep, remove the cranky people, and voila, you're likely to be healthy. So I like to dumb it down. And, you know, I'll start by saying, you know, anyone who's pushing a diet, pill, powder, supplement, shake, those stupid sticky wraps, any of that snake oil, they're a liar. Run as quickly as you can from anyone telling you to take those things. There is no magic pill when it comes to weight loss and fitness. You know, the fitness part of things, I'd love to talk to you in April. We'll talk about the four pillars of fitness and how to design your own workout. But right now, what I think will change the most people's lives is understanding the exact formula for weight loss. And that's really just learning to eat the right amount of the right food for the size you want to be. Again, there's nothing you can't get at your own grocery store or at the farmer's market. No products with the word weight loss or diet on it. It's just about using moderation and some intellect when you're deciding. So to boil it down, think about whatever you weigh right now, and I'm going to go with round numbers. But on average, humans burn about 10 calories per pound of body weight per day. So if you weigh 200 pounds, you're likely burning about 2,000 calories a day just going about your business. You get up, you brush your teeth, you walk the dog, you check the mail, grocery shop. It takes about 2,000 calories to sustain a 200-pound body, and that's without exercise. That's just your daily activities, pumping blood, digesting food, processing oxygen. It all burns calories. So we know that if you're 200 pounds and you're not gaining any weight, you're likely consuming about 2,000 calories. If you're 200 pounds and you're not losing any weight, you're likely consuming about 2,000 calories. And so if you want to lose weight, you have to eat enough calories just to sustain the size person you want to be. So if you want to weigh 150 pounds, you put a zero on the end of your goal weight. And that's your caloric budget for each day, because we know that 1,500 calories is the amount of intake it takes to sustain a 150-pound person. So the moral of the story is, whoever you are, think of your goal weight, put a zero on the end. That's your caloric budget, and quantity counts. Caloric intake matters, especially when we're managing our weight. Now, when it comes to health, you take your caloric budget, and you incorporate as much nutrition as possible. I want you to consume lots of produce and lean protein and lean dairy products, brown starchy carbs. Do 85-90% of your calories high nutrition. The other 10-15%, you've got the wiggle room. Have a piece of chocolate, have a beer or a glass of wine, whatever it is, just make sure it fits into your caloric budget. And if you do that every day moving forward, you will eventually shrink down to that size, and then you can stay there forever.
All right, I'm taking notes. I'm going to have to listen. This is a show I'm going to have to listen to like three times because you guys are throwing so much at me that I need, which is good. That's what I want. I want people to listen to it so it embeds in there and they have to write it down. I'm a big thing. I'm, you know, writing down everything, writing down, because then it gets imprinted into your brain.
And I love that. But on the cover of my website, as you mentioned, fitzness.com, that's FITZNESS.com. Always throughout the year, the exact formula for weight loss is always on my cover page, something anyone can go to and click. That article has millions of hits. And because of that, I have millions of people that are constantly saying, I lost 5 pounds, I lost 100 pounds, and I'm not hungry, and I'm not dieting, and I'm not frustrated. This is easy. This works. And again, it's a free resource. And corporations pay my bills. So Oakley, Disney, Tropicana, those big companies, they
love
pay
it.
Me to speak for them. And then I don't have to charge the consumer to give away free quality information. And that's the difference between what I do as a highly educated fitness professional and someone else who may just be at it after a quick buck. You know, someone who's trying to sell you, oh, buy these supplements and you'll lose weight. Well, you know instantly they're both ignorant and they're unethical because they're stealing your money. And there is no magic pill. And if that one existed, Oprah Winfrey would be the same, wearing her size 10 Calvins. So don't buy it. Learn, you know, do the research, read the formula, and then you can go be independently successful and fit and keep your money in your bank.
I love the analogy. I've been saying that for years since she came across the stage with the red wagon in her size four jeans, all black, for about an hour and a half before she started eating again and blew up like a balloon. So if that woman can't find the magic recipe, guess what, guys? There isn't one. That ship has sailed.
That's right. Yeah. And then we look back at the ancient Romans with all these beautiful statues to their lean waist and their muscular arms. Those people didn't have a nutrition store, a quote-unquote nutrition store. What did they do? They ate off the land, and they lugged stones for a living. You know, they moved their body, and they ate produce and meat, and, you know, they probably had some quality bread, too. But you don't need these stupid stores and these liars selling you snake oil. It's just that's the ugly side of the fitness industry. But the good side really exists, and that comes with personal accountability. Own every failure. If you're overweight, if you're out of shape, you own that. You look in the mirror and say, dummy, you did this to yourself. But because you know you did that to yourself, you know that you can look in the mirror and say, okay, we're going to do better today. And you're going to get yourself to that dream point B that you've always wanted to be. And life is short, so don't waste days feeling like an old man or an old lady, even if you're way younger, because you haven't taken care of yourself. You can do this. I believe in you.
Yeah, since this is the No Mo Excuses Month, I'm not making any more, and I don't want any of these listeners to. And you're going to be one of our all-stars next Thursday, because it is Health, Wellness, and Fitness Month or week for our March Madness. So you're going to go into detail, and I'll shoot you an email, and we'll talk about exactly how you want to structure it, because we're going to have probably about 15, 20 minutes, maybe a little bit longer, so we could dive into some specifics and really
fabulous.
Some of the exercise, because I want to make it so simple for people to have some sort of movement, so then that once people see, whenever you see the results, all of a sudden you go, I can do this. I like that. It didn't take long. So it's something else. So, you got to keep it easy for everybody. So then that way they can start to see progress.
So I have one guy, and I'll keep it brief, but I'm going to call him Anthony. But Anthony just started using the exact formula about a month ago. And so then I have another man of similar size that needs a little encouragement. So I sent him Anthony's private message to me today. He said, Fitz, I've been using the formula for 4 weeks. I'm down 25 pounds. And
wow.
I've now gotten rid of those. Yeah, he said, I've gotten rid of those pains that make me feel like an old man. And this guy's only about 35, but he had old man pain because he had put on so much weight. So, you know, he's just been watching what he puts in his mouth. Again, no pills, no, I haven't told him don't eat anything white or don't eat sugar or don't eat meat. I said, eat what you want. Do your best within your caloric budget. And he's down 25 pounds in 1 month, and he's gotten rid of the old man pain. And if that isn't motivating and exciting, I don't know what is.
No, you're spot on. You're spot on. So I'm glad that you're going to be Let's see, what's much? Next Thursday is the 11th. So you'll be back on the 11th, and we're going to dig real deep. We'll spend some more time on it. And as I said, fitness is more than exercise. And I think you just gave a perfect example of that it really is. When I said the core of everything, I was doing the pun on the core of, yes, I'm sitting on my ball at my studio desk here. You know, I'm rolling around as you're talking. Except my core is not it's not a six pack. It's more like a six pack of rolls. But we'll get there. It's baby steps. I did this to myself. I did this to myself, so now I can undo it. But that's why. No more excuses, everybody. So Fitz, we'll talk to you next Thursday. Give your website one more time.
It's fitzness.com, and I'm at Fitzness on all social media channels. Thank you, Michelle.
Hey, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you next week. And you're motivating me. Thank you so much, my friend.
Good.
baby steps, everybody, baby steps. I'm doing it. I'm actually, like, I keep saying I'm going to do it, so I'm not going to tell you guys that I'm going to do it today. I'm just going to say that it's in motion, okay? And then when I actually go ahead and start, I'm going to do it as a routine. And it's what I was telling Mark Zimmerman. He's going to be on next Tuesday. We're going to talk about some of his Ripped 30 program, as part of our Health, Wellness, and Fitness Week of the March Madness Maskless Month. And I said, you know, once I do this, I'm all in. So that's why I keep pushing it off, because it has going to become a routine. And that's what it has to be. It has to be something that is part of your entire lifestyle, which creates change, right? And we don't like change, but it's time to make change now. We're already at March 3rd, 2021. And it's time to change. Speaking of change, there's been some changes in Mayor Corruption County, Arizona, but they're changes for the good. So we are making progress. We are making progress, everybody. Next up is Shelby Bush. She is the chairman of We the People AZ Alliance, currently leading the recall petition for the Mayor Corruption County Board of Supervisors, Governor Doug Ducey, Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, and a few others. Give her a patriotic round of applause, everybody. Well, you know, wind tunnel, Shelby, what's that background noise?
It's wind. I'm so sorry.
You got the convertible down. I mean, I know the weather's nice, but yeah. Driving around, signing petitions, recruiting people to get their community back in order and take responsibility for the mess that we allowed them to create. So how are things going with the petitions? Do you want to talk a little bit about the news that came out today and on Friday with the Mayor Corruption County Board? What's the most important for people to take action and get involved to help you and get these people out of Dodge?
Well, right now we need as many people as possible. We got to mobilize the ground troops, get people out collecting signatures. Our deadline for the first wave of Board of Supervisors is April 27th. So we need people out mobilized in Gates District, Sellers District, Hickman, Gallardo, really get people moving. This audit, it's been quite the frustration and lots of highs and lows and wins and losses, right? So we spoke with Senator Borelli, and Senator Borelli assures us that they are going to keep fighting no matter what, and they intend on giving us the full forensic audit that they are wanting to get. So we're going to keep encouraging our Senate, who is fighting very hard for us, and keep pushing the ball forward. It's like you said, we've made some great strides, and we feel real good about the position we're in and what we're going to find when we do crack into those machines.
You know, just the fact that you have to fight for the truth, to fight to have information provided. I mean, it's March, and
yeah,
they're still going back and forth and saying, oh, we don't have to give you that. No. And what's even worse than what we've talked about on the show over and over and over, the Board of Supervisors, there's four Republicans. The House and the Senate is Republicans. Doug Ducey is a Republican. So it's not Republican Democrat, guys. It's we the people versus everybody that's in elected position, because it's them, their eliteness, their establishment. They don't want us to change their routine. They don't want us to get into that old boys network. They like status quo. They want it to be them with their agendas and their money embezzlement and their money laundering scams, which is really what every single bill is that's coming across throughout Congress right now. All of this is funneling money from one group to the next and taking it from us. So they all got to go. They all got to go. So I want, Shelby, give your website information so people know where to go, because we need the volunteers. We've got a month and a half here to get the signatures, to get these people out.
Absolutely. So it's wethepeopleazalliance.com. That's where you'll find us. That's where you can get plugged in, signed up. We will mail you petitions. We can tell you where to go to sign the petition. Any of our events that are listed, they have petitions for you to pick up. It's a great place to drop them off, too. At this point, we're really asking people that have been out there working really hard to bring them back in. And as an encouragement to do so, we are hosting an amazing event at the Queen Creek Botanical Gardens next Wednesday, the 10th. And we will have Pastor Locke, Matt Couch, Mindy Robinson, Representative Fincham, and some other really great surprise guests will be attending and rallying behind this effort. So we want everybody to come down. We're going to have food trucks. It's at 6 p.m. in the evening, Wednesday the 10th. And come down. If you haven't signed already, sign. If you haven't picked up petitions to help us get those signatures, come down, grab petitions. And it's going to be an amazing, great night of faith and freedom and what we have to do to reclaim our state.
Those are headliners. And that's a big deal. That's not just some guy that you met down at a coffee shop saying, hey, can you come talk? No, those are the movers, especially Locke. He's been the one that's Pastor Brian Locke, right?
Greg Locke.
Yeah, Greg. And he's been under incredible amounts of censorship and cancellation because, you know, he talks about God and freedom, which those people that we're trying to kick out and all of those the 11 bigs, they don't like that kind of stuff. They don't like that kind of talk because that's good stuff. They don't like anything good.
Well,
anything
yeah.
good, they don't like. Anything bad, they love support because they're evil. They're evil people with evil agendas. And they hate the good people. So, Shelby.
Well, heaven forbid we wake the nation up to the fact that freedom is a gift from God and not from our elected officials. You know, that would be a secret they would never want to get out of the box, right?
Well, and I'm glad you gave that reminder because the hierarchy is supposed to be God, then the people, then the government. But they have been brainwashing all of us. And we've let them, right? We've let them with tyranny for the past year. Look what we've done. Everybody just laid down and said, 2 weeks, no problem. I'll put the mask on. I'll shut my business. I'll keep my kid home from school. Don't worry about it. And it's supposed to be, they have it as God. Well, no, they don't have God on the list at all. They just have government. And then way down, they put the people. So that's not the order. That's not the order, everybody. And the petitions that need to be signed with Shelby's group, We the People AZ Alliance, they need the volunteers. And if you look at how much progress has been made in California to get rid of Governor Newsom, it's possible. It's possible. They were at 1.8 million. They only needed 1.5. They probably are now at about 2. So as long as everybody works together, gets rolls up their sleeves and gets involved, you can make a difference and we can get things corrected. But it takes us to actually put down the phone, turn off the TV, and get involved. Go to the event in Queen Creek. Contact Shelby through the website to get petitions, become a volunteer. And also precinct committee man. You are one of the precinct what's the official title? I'm on a blank right now. Shelby, I'm sorry.
Sure. Legislative district chairman.
Chairman, that's right. You're the chairman. So how we fix this from the bottom up is we all need to become precinct committee men all across the country. Dan Schultz will be on during our Community Awareness Action and Faith Week, which is in 2 weeks. Shelby, You haven't responded to the email, but you're already in. I don't care if you have to call in sick for work. You're gonna give me 20 minutes of your time at least. So he's gonna be on. We're gonna go into detail on what people need to do and some action items. And we're gonna talk about the precinct committee men. We're gonna talk about the recalls and how important it is that everybody gets involved. There's no reason why we can't. These are tools. So Shelby, anything else you want to plug real quick?
I would love to plug it. We may have a very special guest at that Queen Creek event. We're working very hard on arranging it. But as some of you may or may not know, Mike Lindell, our favorite pillow guy, endorsed us at CPAC this last weekend. And he is a treasure, a warrior, and a fighter. And so he plans to come aboard and really help us win back Maricopa County. So I hope everybody gets engaged and understands that the whole world is watching us here in Maricopa County. And I don't know about you guys, but I would love to be the county that leads the charge in fixing our election, finally, for the whole country and not just the country, but the world, as they are watching to see the warriors here in Arizona get the job done. So God bless everyone. Please go WeThePeopleAZAlliance.com.
All right. Thank you so much, Shelby, for all you're doing. Make sure you tag me in the social media for that event once you guys start posting. And you'll be on next week. We're having you on once a week and then a special during the special Community Awareness Action and Faith Week, which is the third week of March. So thank you so much, Shelby. And I'm going to get those ballots. I've got to start canvassing. So I'm going to do it with my precinct committeeman door knocking duties. Yeah. People don't know I'm going to hit them. I think they should be thankful right now. My whole neighborhood has no idea what's about to happen in the next couple of days. Like, they have no idea. This neighborhood has no idea. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. These kids are out there on their little bikes. No. I'm like, they're going to, I'm putting all of them to work. Everybody's going to work. That's it. Everybody's going to be working hard. It's time to get this country back and kind of get this state back under control. So thank you so much, Shelby, for coming on. I appreciate you so much. And we'll chat to either tomorrow or the next day.
Thank you. Have a blessed one. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, Arizona, and the rest of the country, the Take Action items, the Take Action tab on everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. I want you to visit that. All the information that we're talking about today is there, but specifically the Take Action items for the recalls in Arizona, it's there. There's an actual special section for everything in Arizona that you can do. It takes you directly to the website for Shelby. It's actually another detailed one with all the contact information for the Arizona elected officials, including the petitions and including instructions and how to find your district. If you know, find out who is the supportive supervisor that is hating on you and your freedoms. It's all on that website, on our website, but the Take Action tab. So it's very easy. Just click on the graphics. And okay, if you want to become a precinct committee man, that information is there too. For Mayor Corruption County, it's very, very easy. I did it. And I put the specific instructions. And if you're outside of Mayor Corruption County and you're out of Arizona, there's another graphic that will take you right to Dan Schultz's site, which is the Precinct Project blog, and I'll give you specific information and all the contact information. So, as I said, no more excuses. All the resources are there. You just got to find out what you want to do, what's priority for you. So, we're going to end the show today on a little light note, right? I think you've gotten the Take Action. You're kind of putting your plan together. You're going to listen to episode 171. Which I did yesterday with specific information and instructions. You're going to go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, and that's the Take Action tab, the Partners and Patriots tab, and all of our guest information, their websites, everything that you could possibly need is there. You're going to like and follow us on social media. You're going to do the Rumble, all the action items, and you're going to meet all the new partners. All right, so we're going to bring on Mr. Paul Newton. When I saw what this guy does, I said, I have a feeling him and I are going to click like best friends. He's the creator of Mental Theft. He's a hypnotist, mind reader, and a magician. He's the public speaker that will steal your SHIT, and he's helping to secure the weakest link in the chain of security, the human mind. Audience, before you go into your trance, give him a round of applause. Paul, Are you there, Paul?
I am, Michelle. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I think what you do is fascinating. I've always been intrigued by the whole hypnosis process.
Well, do you know, right, I love hypnosis, okay? I really do. But if you, even if you talk to the best experts about it, nobody really knows how it works. Now, what I do is I use trickery, I use hypnosis, I use social engineering to steal as much personal information as possible to scare people into being productive about their security.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant the way that you approach this. But I want people to realize hypnosis is a real thing. Hypnosis is real.
Yeah.
So that is okay. So let's just take that off the table. It's not something that people just do, you know, at carnivals and fairs and shows. It's a real thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've seen some charlatans using it before and pretending to be able to do it. And I've worked with some amazing people who can put almost anyone under in a few seconds.
Now, does a person have to be, I'm assuming they have to be willing to go under, but they also have to, I've tried it, right? I've had people try to put me in a hypnotic state, and they got relaxed, but I never felt like it worked. And that's just me probably because I was fighting it, or I don't know what the reason was. So do you want to just give some clarity on why it might not work for people, but yet the people that it does, look at the huge upside, you know?
Yeah, right. So in my personal belief, I think it matters in your belief level in the person that you're working with. So that hypnotist or hypnotherapist that was working with you, if you believed 100% that they could put you under, then they can. But what matters more is how you perceive them in your mind. If you're sat there going, this person will never put me under, guess what? Your brain will stop them from being able to put you under. So if somebody comes along and sees me do a show, they see me put one of their friends under, they see me do some magic tricks that make them think that I'm amazing, their belief level goes up by a lot. And that therefore means I've got more chance of putting them under and getting them to do whatever it is that I want them to do. Now, I'm not a rude person. You'll never come to one of my shows and think, oh my word, that was just abusive or horrible to the people in the audience or the people on stage. But what I do is I show people how easy this actually is to do.
To do hypnosis on others or yourself or both?
Both. I mean, you've had some great people on here today. I mean, I've been listening to your show in the background.
Thank you. You've
had a fellow Brit on here who's been talking about how to step out of the shadows. Now the best bit there is she's almost done her own form of self-hypnosis and belief because she knows she can do this. She's walking her own walk. And then you've got somebody like Jeff who's happily saying that he's got a hook for a hand. You know, so many human beings would go, that's it, I'm done, I can't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
But Jeff's belief level is, I can do anything that I want to do, and I'm going to prove myself right. It's similar in the brain workings for hypnosis. Now, social engineering runs along the same line. If I can make a security guard believe that I should be there and I should be allowed to walk past him, guess what? He does it because he believes that's the right thing to do.
So how do you do that? That's all. That's like manipulation, right? That's how they do the mentalist things where they make you pick a number or a color or something along those lines. So how do you do the way, can you share or is it like giving away secrets like magicians? They don't tell you the real story.
Yeah, see, I'm still one of the magicians. So if somebody comes up to me and says, how do you do? I'm not going to give away all the secrets and I'm not going to just turn my back on all my magician entertainer friends. However, If I see that a scammer is using one of our tricks, if I see a scammer is using social engineering, I will happily show people how they're doing that because the more in tune with it we all are, the less chance those scammers are going to steal money out of your bank account, my bank account, my credit card. And the more I can stop that, well, let's be honest. I've just had to deal with a young lady who's just had her life savings stolen. We're talking about £40,000 because somebody used social engineering on her to make her believe that they were in love, and she's handed over all this money. Now, if me going out there and doing a few silly magic tricks and proving that hypnosis is real can then help stop people losing their life savings, I'll happily go out there and look a bit stupid for a while.
Well, you know, it's like you said, you're out there, it's like you're fighting crime, but in a different way,
yeah.
Because there are so many people that just take advantage, and even in this past year, I'm sure the levels of people that fell for the shenanigans that you just described, plus other things, because they were home or they were sad or whatever. I mean, I can only imagine the destruction.
Oh, my word, I'm lonely.
Well, and just give people false hope or say something or make something up. I don't know how somebody could honestly sleep at night and do that when there's so many people that just rely on the simplest little message, and to use that as an abusive way to take advantage of somebody. I mean, as I mentioned earlier, those people are evil. That is not, I used to say you're a bad person or maybe you have bad intentions. No, it's bigger than that. Like, there's pure evil running through your veins if that's how you operate.
And this is it, Michelle. To these people, this is a business transaction. There's no emotion involved at all. It's a business transaction. And they do sleep at night. And then, fingers crossed. Now, right, this whole pandemic thing has been horrible. Okay, across the world, we've gone through our own versions of just things that we would never have thought we'd go through. But on the back of that, I've actually had time, because normally I'm traveling the whole country doing shows all over the place. Because of this, I've managed to be able to sit down, write a book with a good friend of mine, which gives away loads of the scammers' secrets. And it means people can have that information for next to no money, and they're not paying, you know, huge consultancy fees to try and sort out their security. So if one thing that I can do to help this is give people written word that will help them secure everything, awesome. That kind of makes me a bit happier.
So give your give the name of the book, and what we'll do is we'll add it to, we have an author's section on our marketplace page, which I haven't been promoting that because I haven't been promoting it for people like, wait, I didn't know you have that. Yes, it's there, but it's because it was based on Amazon, which after I found out, all of us found out how evil Amazon was, we've removed them from that. So until I get that taken care of, but we'll add your book to that platform so people can find it easily. So give your website information and the name of the book too.
Right. So if you're looking at the book in any local bookshop, all you have to do is search for mental theft, but treat it as one word, and they will find my book. There's a dodgy picture of my eyes on it. My eyes do look scary. It looks like I'm a burglar, but I promise you I'm a nice guy, really. Okay?
A burglar. You look like a burglar. It sounds so much. Sounds so fancy with an
accent.
I do. And I forgot when I wrote down your phone number. I'm like, oh, there's two today. Yay! There's two. Yay!
When you were saying about fags and cigarettes, and I immediately, I thought that when I was out in America, and I asked for chips, and I was given what I call crisps. Silly things like that. You forget that you speak the same language, but not everything means the same thing.
No, they don't. And then elevator is lift or no? Yeah.
Yep. I use the lift. Yeah.
And then what's the one for a drink or somebody, when somebody's hammered?
Drunk.
Yeah, like what if they're drunk? Yours is totally something that's totally different from us. What is it?
Oh, we have so many for that, and some of them are probably expletives, and I think you guys are more serious about some of the words that we happily use over here. And actually, that was funny as well when you were saying earlier about some of the words that are used in different countries. And I thought, actually, there's lots of expletives that we use with friends over here that when I was last in America, people looked at me like I'd tried to kill a baby, I don't know, cat or something. It was... Yeah, and I was thinking, oh, I better stop. They don't like that word. Okay.
I better stop.
But yeah,
I'm not a burglar. I'm just a magician. I'm a mentalist. I'm not a burglar.
Oh, don't, you're just going to have me saying random words for you in the future.
Oh, totally, yes. And then I'm going to lock them in my brain. Because right now, you're a social engineering me to be able to have my accent on command so I could say burglar. Yeah.
See? And then one day you'll look at your bank account and go, how did he steal that?
Boy, that guy is sneaky. He is a burglar. Yeah. Sneakiest burglar I know. Oh, gosh, Jessica, Paul, you are funny. You are funny. You are funny. I'm so glad that you reached out and you are. I'm telling you, this show today was really awesome. It's exactly what I needed. It kind of just brought things right around, made me even more inspired. I haven't laughed this much.
Mate, your
in a long time
throughout this whole show is amazing.
Wait, say that again? Can you say that again for the audience?
Your energy. The whole time I've been listening to you today, you've just dealt with four amazing guests and me, and your energy has kept up the whole way. It's brilliant.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And you know what? It's like that all the time. It's like that all day. Isn't
really?
That crazy? I'm not kidding. I don't get tired. So my problem, and then I'll wrap it up here. My problem is I have to put myself to sleep. Like I have to, like a baby, you know, have to put the baby down and then maybe after an hour or two, it falls asleep finally, or you have to help the baby. That's the problem.
Yeah.
So that's, yeah. Cause I could do this for all day. Yeah. And well, I do.
I tell
it's
you
just,
what,
and it's
Michelle,
not on, it's not recorded. It's me doing voices, talking to myself all day, talking to the podcast. Now I used to talk to my TV friends. Oh yeah. Oh, you should. Somebody said, you know, you should film this. I said, no, I can't film this because, you know, even though it's funny, I mean, I probably should maybe that way I can make some nice cash. You know what I mean? Like cash.
Well, I tell you what, next time I'm in my recording studio, I'll try and record you a little audio track so you can listen to the British accent helping you fall asleep.
Yeah, that might be. Yeah, but don't do it so then all of a sudden I get up in the middle of the night and wire you money or something like that or give you my passcode. So don't do any of this.
All
sneaky,
I'll say is I promise I
don't
won't.
Don't do that. Yeah. All right. Yeah, none of that sneaky burglar things in my subconscious. And I wake up in the morning and I'm standing there. I got no pants on and I have no money in my account and there's no furniture in my house. And I'm like, that damn Paul, he does. Whoa. He's good what he does, but he's got all my stuff. Oh, my goodness. Paul,
I apologize, give your
website. Yeah, exactly. I already know it's coming. Give your website.
Right. Anyone that wants me, just go to mentaltheft.com, and you'll find me there.
Oh, man. You know, you and the Tiny Giant, maybe you guys start doing a little tag team. I'm feeling that would be a pretty damn good show to watch.
That would be a good show, wouldn't it?
It would. It would. It really would. It really. You guys would play off each other. You know, like Dean Martin and who was the other one? Jerry Lewis. You know, like old school playing off the dry guy, the funny guy. You know, that whole the real tag team strategy. None of the shenanigans they got nowadays. Yeah, none of that kind of junk. All right, Paul. Thank you so much for. Yeah, I know that's a whole other show.
Michelle, thank you so much for letting me come on here.
Oh, I look forward to you on a long-term basis coming on once a month, so make sure you book your spot for April, and welcome aboard, Paul Newton.
Brilliant.
Yeah, the mental
hypnotist
who will steal your S-H-I-T. Yeah, amongst other things. Thank you, Paul. I appreciate you. Funny stuff. Great segment, my friend. Great segment. Take care over the pond. Take care. Have some
chips. Thanks a lot, Michelle. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Oh, my goodness. What a great show today. And, you know, I want to just point this out. With these partners, when they schedule their spots, they get to pick whenever they want throughout the whole month. So they have no idea who else is going to be there. But it is amazing. And we haven't had one of these in a while, though. But it was great. It gives me chills each time. What happens when the like-minded ones come together and the show just melds and there ends up being like a theme and they're listening to what each other's saying and they're incorporating each other's messages into their own thoughts and ideology and the things that they want to share and who they are and get you, you know, that information and really, really bring it full circle. And I just want to say a special thank you for all the guests today. And we have three new ones. You know, they don't necessarily know me or the routine or how zany and crazy some of the stuff gets. But do you get it? Do you feel that? It's like this group therapy session, but in a good way, you know, an inspirational, motivational therapy session. So, all right, I'm going to wrap it up and we're over. But I don't know, today was worth it. I needed that today. I really did. I really did. So I hope you all got something out of it tomorrow, because we are in our March Madness maskless month. That's 31 days of makeovers, motivations, and marketing. This week was actually, because I was behind schedule, I didn't launch it the day it was supposed to. So instead of Tuesday and Thursday of personal improvement and growth, people, we're just doing it tomorrow at noon for your nooner. So make sure you tune in. I'm not sure if we're going to have three or four guests or what. I will know this afternoon. It doesn't matter. I just want you to tune in. And you've heard them before on the show. They're current partners. They're part of the All-Star team. So, I got distracted. I don't mean to do that. But anyway, go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Click the Take Action tab. Check everything out there. I'm going to add more to it every single day. Okay. Every single day. I'm going to be adding to it, and we're going to get all the people that are involved in all the different Take Action items to become a part of the show and the platform. So that way we can really bring this full circle and get everybody on board and listen to episode 171. It'll give you all the information on the March Madness and the Take Action tab, what it's all about, how to make it easy, what in specific instructions to do. You got a lot today. You're going to have to listen to a couple of these segments multiple times. Just the quotes alone from Jeff, I didn't get a chance to write fast enough. So listen to the show a couple times. You want to fast forward through my talking. I'm cool with that. I don't take it personally. I just want you to get the content, right? My goal is just to deliver it to you. I'm kind of like, you want the butter, I'm the bread. My goal, I'm the bread, by meaning the bread, the purpose of bread is to be the vehicle to get the butter in the mouth. So I'm just the bread getting you the butter, which is the content. That's all. Simple stuff. Everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Check out the Take Action tab. Look at the upcoming guests. Look at the past episodes. There's 188 segments of this Purpose-Driven Partners Live segment, which is Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at noon Mountain Time. 106 partners, incredible content. Okay. So check that out. And as we talked about on Monday, which I mentioned in the episode 171 on how to get started with the Take Action items, you got to write it down. You got to figure out what you want. Elsie Johnson said, you got to figure out what it is that you want, what it is that you want to do. So take out the pen and paper and figure that out, whether it's personal or your business or emotional or relationships or exercise, fitness, health, community involvement, precinct committeeman, which I'm going to keep plugging that, guys. I'm going to keep plugging that. Nonprofits, volunteering, just getting the right information. Where do you go? Turning off the mainstream media. Stop purchasing from the 11 bigs. Do I need to give you the list again? Stop supporting them too. 11 bigs, big media, big tech, big government, big business, big labor, big money, big entertainment, big lobby, big pharma, big box, big religion. Okay. I'm going to end the show. I'm not going to go into my 11 bigs and reopen America platform, my soapbox, my patriotic soapbox that I do. I'll let you listen to it on episode 170. It's at the end of that, in 171 yesterday. One of these days, I'll actually get this show into an hour. It's never going to happen. Might have to just restructure things a little bit. I don't know. We'll maybe that's what we'll do in April. All right. I'm going to let you go. Let me get my show ending. Like I said, I had a little too much fun today. I didn't play host the way that I was supposed to play host. So I apologize for that. So a special thank you to all of our partners today, Everything Home, Socially Conscious Referral Network, and Marketplace. Their info and episodes are listed on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Make sure you join the newsletter, follow us on social media, subscribe to the show. Everything is there at the top of the page, homepage. Just click on the graphic and it'll get you to anything that you want to be involved in. If you click the Partners and Patriots tab, you will see the Purpose-Driven Partners tab. which is all the episodes. If you click the episodes tab, everything is there. 130 one-on-one episodes, 188 of this particular segment, Purpose-Driven Partners, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at noon. Make sure you listen to episode 161 with Dave Scarlett and Prophet Amanda Grace. You're going to listen to that a few times. Jot some notes down. 126 with Clay Clark, Thrive Time Show. We're going to have him back on hopefully soon. Give some updates on the political propaganda pandemic, a.k.a. coronavirus. Just to give you guys a heads up, I've been starting to read some information where somebody must be leaking the truth somehow, slipping out. Once everybody finds out how badly this was planned, and well, maybe you just want to pay attention to the truth because it's out there, just whether you want to see it. But you can't probably see it because the mask is covering your eyes and your mouth. So again, rip off your dirty masks and join us for the No Mo Excuses March Madness Maskless Month Tour. We're going on tour, everybody. 31 days of makeovers, motivation, and marketing. So tomorrow, 12 p.m. Mountain Time, Personal Improvement and Growth All-Stars. And then again, Friday, for this segment, 5 guests, 7-minute segments, filled with tons of tips and takeaways. Hope you're awake. Hope you got entertained. Now go take action on what we shared today. I'm going to do the same. Make it a great day because you deserve it. You really do. Am I going to end with Carrie? I think so. I normally don't end with music, but I love that Champion song. I'm going to give it some Champion and then I'm done. All right, tomorrow, noon.
I'll be the last one standing, two hands in the air, I'm a champion. You'll be looking up at me when it's over. I live for the battle, I'm a soldier. Yeah, I'm a fighter like on your back like Ali. Yeah, I'm the greatest, I'm stronger. Bet my dues can't lose, I'm my own.
Listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.